Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. And we want to thank the One Institute for bringing us to be with you each and every Thursday live. But remember, we love LA Talk Radio and LA Talk Radio loves us. We get broadcasts over and over on both stations. And if you miss it, then you can go to our archives and hear all of our shows. But for now, 323-203-0815. If you'd like to talk live on the air with Dr. Pat Allen and you have a question. And with that said, Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
I'm really alive on the air, and I'm ready to use air to communicate. Remember my last book, The Man's World and the Woman's Universe? They're in charge of things and
Hello. And
we're in charge of air.
Air, exactly. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, guys. So
hey.
Really two quick questions. So, Dr. Allen, a few weeks ago, I called you distraught over a guy that I had said I had told him how I felt about him and his ex's relationship that he separated, and he had posted a Throwback Thursday picture, and I was so upset. And after you had told me, basically, was I lonely enough to continue to deal with him, or was I going to cut him off because you were like, he may be a sociopath? I took your advice. I cut him off. I sent him a letter. It wasn't a hi-bye letter, but it was more of a text, just basically saying, I no longer want to be in this situation because of the way you're making me feel. Every time I, you know, tell you something, it seems like it goes in one ear and out the other. And I told you I didn't feel comfortable with the relationship of you and your supposed ex-wife, which you're only separated from, but you obviously continue to talk to her. Well, I thought that was the end of it. I sent that to him, and that was 2 weeks ago today. And now he's reaching out to me again when he sees me post things on social media, trying to start a conversation. And today I posted pictures of a vacation that I'm taking for my birthday in August. And he was like, am I still invited? And I haven't responded. And then yesterday I posted about an event I'm doing and he texted me good luck. And I'm just trying to understand why he's not taking the hint. I do care about him, obviously. But I just feel like I've already told him as clear as day, I don't feel comfortable with whatever's going on between him and his supposed ex-wife. They're separated. He tells me there's nothing going on, but I've seen, obviously, to the contrary of him posting Throwback Thursday pictures and things of that nature that he tries to hide from me, but I mean, I'm not stupid. I know how to navigate and find out things. So I just don't understand what's the point of him ignoring my request. I know you always say you can't tell someone what to do. You can only say what you're going to do. But like, even after me saying, you know, I will no longer contact you, why is he continuing to reach out?
Because he's once again attracted to the pursuit. You have signaled that you're an autonomous, independent woman, and he recognizes that as you throwing down the glove on your hunting system, and you're out and about to get another replacement for him. So it's tweaked him into considering you as more than valuable or less than. He's ruminating and deciding. So you'll know he's got 8 weeks. Every time he reaches out, he's got 8 weeks to come up with a position. So he's fascinated by your virtue.
But it's fine for me not to reply, correct? Because I'm not responding to him.
Are you done with him?
Yes, I would say I have.
That yes was awfully slow.
I want to be, so but I just feel like I'm so foolish.
What would you answer if you wanted to tell him the truth with no hope of him changing? What would your answer be?
It would be no. If he said, am I still invited? The answer is no. Because I only invited him when I thought he was actually divorced. A few months ago, I invited him on this trip.
Then your answer is not no. That's too condescending. That's too abrupt. Your answer is thank you for asking, for a rain check. But I'm afraid I'm in the sunshine out here, and I am not willing to risk asking you to go with me on this occasion, unless I know that you're done with your ex-wife.
Right, and he will not be honest with you. For some reason, with that situation, I have asked.
No,
asked
I'm only talking about your answer.
Right. Okay.
See, I heard you not say, no, I don't want him. You took seconds. And those seconds told me to tell you, you're not done. You're rejecting him, but you're not communicating with him your feelings.
But I did in that text message that I sent 2 weeks ago. I sent him a text
said
message.
In the wait, you got a response from him. You just asked me, what does it mean when they come back after you, when they seem to be into somebody else? The answer is, he is fascinated by your ability to continue to fascinate him into chasing you.
Okay.
So what would you answer if it was honestly truthful?
About saying, obviously I would like him to have gone, but not under these circumstances.
I'll say what I'm thinking again. Thank you for wanting a rain check on this event. The answer is no, because I don't feel secure about me being a priority over your ex-wife.
Oh, I see what you're saying. But why a rain check? It's not really it wouldn't be a rain check, though, but I get what you're saying.
Wait a minute. You've already invited him, and he said, am I still invited?
Correct.
And the rain check is an admission to your not being done with him. See, you're asking me for permission to reject him when I know you're not done with him.
I see what you mean. Yeah,
because he's not done with you. You called me to find out why you're still interested in him, because your chemistry's still up and there's still interest. And when you reject people while you're still interested, what you're doing is ordering yourself to do something you should do, not necessarily want to do. Be honest with him.
Right. And that's how you're right. I mean, but I get mad at myself for still wanting to be involved with someone that repeatedly lies to me.
I've got news for you. You haven't got the lesson of this session. You haven't got what your part of it is. And your part is your unworthiness to tell the truth and let him figure out whether he can or cannot get close to you. But you're saying no.
But I understand what you're saying now, but I feel like I did tell the truth 2 weeks ago to him when I laid it all out in a text message.
I so appreciate wrestling with you, but I want to go on. Would you please either accept what I'm saying or tell me, thank you, Pat, but I don't want to do it.
No, I plan to do it. I guess I'm just getting confused about what you were saying, because I will listen
confusing?
To this again. I guess what I'm saying, maybe I'm not explaining it correctly. What I'm confused about is...
You're explaining it correctly. You're saying, Pat, why is he chasing me? And I said, because you ran away. Men like the chase.
Right. The part I was getting confused about was when I said about when you said about my feelings, that I feel like I was transparent with my feelings before, but you're saying to be transparent with my feelings again as it pertains to the question about am I still invited on
you're
the trip.
You're literally giving him credit for stimulating your feelings on international radio.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
And I appreciate your revelation because it gets to yell at you about what you're doing. You're denying you're denying your emotional connection. You're still not totally clear of him. You're not at apathy. You're not at empathy. You're at hostility and fear.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I accept that. I do. I'm just trying to work through it. So I guess
you're not working through it. You just said, I don't want to work through it. I want to sit in my resentment.
Oh, well, that's not what I meant. I don't know. I mean, that's not what I meant. I definitely am trying. That's why I called you, because I felt like I needed to figure this out and I didn't want another day to go by feeling like this. So,
darling, I gave you a direction. Either do it or don't do it, but I don't want to take any more time.
I will do it. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thanks,
okay.
Bye.
Bye. You see, Kelly, you've got to stay to get the lesson.
Yes.
Apathy and empathy.
Mm-hmm.
She's too upset. She's too angry. She's too emotional.
Yes.
She's too connected.
Yes. And she is. And I think that she really liked him. So that makes it harder. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I'm calling the show and I thought I was calling to hear the show, but I did have a question. My boyfriend broke up with me about a year and a half ago, and having listened to Pat Allen since recently, actually, I see that everything I did wrong is exactly what she talks about. And I felt like I took on the masculine role and I was like mothering and controlling. And so I feel a lot of guilt and regret. And at the same time, he broke up with me. So I'm just wondering, and we don't talk at all anymore. So I'm just wondering what...
do you want to do a hi-bye letter?
A what?
A hi-bye letter. Do you want to do a hi-bye letter?
A hi-bye letter? What is the best way to feel some resolution here?
I just said, do you know what a hi-bye letter is?
I did not.
What?
No, I haven't heard of a hi-bye letter.
Do you know what the structure is?
No, she doesn't.
Yeah,
no,
that's
I've never
for
heard
sure.
Of
I know. Well, do you want to hear it?
Yes, I would love to.
All right. It's for people, men or women, that have left someone and made a mistake, or someone has left them and you don't have any closure. So it's hi, bye. Do you have a paper and a pencil? Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
No, I didn't
yes,
hear
I
you.
Paragraph.
Okay.
Sorry.
Paragraph one
kind of...
is.
Okay.
What?
Yes, paragraph one.
I want you to be quiet while I give you the five directions. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Paragraph one is everything you did or do like about him. When you're ready, say yes.
Yes.
Second paragraph is the pain of the awareness of your part in the end of the relationship, the pain of it.
Okay.
The third paragraph is basically what you never want to do again on your side of the fence that you learned from this relationship. Something you never want to do again in a relationship. And the fourth paragraph is what you want in a relationship. And the fifth paragraph is thank you so much for this painful lesson and what I have learned seeking help to handle situations like our relationship. So you're thanking him. This letter, in effect, says, I don't hate you. I started out liking you. We terminated painfully. I don't want to do these things again, and I want this in a relationship. And thank you for the lesson. So feel free to write that letter.
I will. Thank you
okay.
so much. Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Bye.
Let us know
Bye.
What happens. That high
okay.
by letter is, even if it never goes, that high by letter
is good. It's good to clarify yourself.
It is. It's a really good way.
You have a lot
way.
Of feelings around this.
Yeah, and it's a way to really get them on paper. And I said it before, I've written one before and just destroyed it when I was done because, you know.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Color. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Hi, Dr.
What
Allen.
Is it?
I spoke with you. I spoke with you today, and you helped me so much. I was dating a man for 2 months. He was pretty great. Gentlemanly, a mensch. Wanted to take his time getting to know me before we had sex. About a month into dating, he said that he wanted to be exclusive, and I did too. And then I said, why are we not having sex? And he said, I want to get to know you a bit better more before we do that, but I'm not dating anybody else. And I kind of pushed for sex, and then we did. And it was the whole time after that, the remaining month that we dated, he kept saying, I'm really, really into you, but I'm still ambivalent about how serious this should be. I'm still ambivalent. I just want to be sure. He was very sort of neurotic. And then we broke up about 4 weeks later. I said, well, I'm sure. I want to be in a relationship. And you're calling yourself my boyfriend and telling me you love me, but you keep saying you're ambivalent. So I'm over it. And then we broke up. That was 4 weeks ago. We haven't spoken in 4 weeks. But I've had a nagging feeling that I pushed too hard and rushed things because I reread your book and realized I should have waited 3 months. And I should have
three
not
months.
Gotten exclusive.
Wait a minute. It's 2 months, 8 weeks. It's not
right,
3 months.
Right, but I should have waited until I had a commitment of not just exclusivity,
sex,
but also...
For intercourse?
Yes.
Yes, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you split up, and you said 3 months, and I'm saying, no, it's 2 months. If you don't hear from him for 2 months, he's gone, at least for that time. But he may come back at 6 months or a year or whatever.
Right.
You understand?
But Yes, but today on the phone, you had told me that I made a mistake in pushing for sex too soon and that I should him back.
Oh, no, that's, yeah, I absolutely guarantee it. If you want to be the man and you want to push for sex, that's fine, because there are feminine men out there that would love that. But masculine men would not. It would be competitive. Four people can't waltz by shoving each other around. He's got a female soul, the anima. You've got a male soul, the animus. So his body is yang and competitive and conquering and controlling. And your body is yin, passive, patient, and vulnerable. So there are four people in every relationship, and I need one person to assume the role of masculine yang, who cares about the feelings of the other person, and another person, whether it's a man or a woman. I have no problem with men being women and women being men, as long as they want to waltz with someone and not slam dance or disco. You see?
I do. And I want to be the feminine energy. So I took your advice that you gave me in our call today, and I wrote to him and I said that I had been thinking about things over the last month and that I made a mistake and I pushed too fast for sex and that he was right and I didn't respect his idea about taking our time to have sex and that I would be willing to give him more time if he wanted to date me. And he wrote me back.
What did he say?
He said, I'm surprised to hear that. You seemed so ready and so clear. I started going to therapy and I would love to talk to you. Let's meet up on Saturday.
Great. So it worked. And I'm glad you called and reported that it worked. There are three ways
now I have
to communicate. What's your question?
Okay. When I see him, if he doesn't want to date, I guess my question is, if we do start dating again, you had told me, given another month, no sex.
Wait a minute, you've already got a date going. That 8 week is already gone. You wrote the letter, he responded, you've got a date.
Right. So if we start dating again, or if we meet up and he says, I would like to keep dating you, then we should date and not have sex, right? Because we don't have a commitment.
Why wouldn't you say, I don't have casual sex? So are you ready to be a boyfriend-girlfriend team?
And what if he says, I am ready to date you, but I'm ambivalent about how serious this should be, if we should be married. I don't know yet
then
if we should get married.
I do not want to have intercourse with you until you're ready to be in a committed, going towards marriage relationship. That's that's your problem. That's your question, sir.
What if that takes like more than a month or two or three?
Well, are you in a speedy hurry to get married?
No, but I thought I had a commitment last time we were together.
Honey,
but I realized
you didn't have a commitment. You didn't have a commitment. You chased him.
I had exclusivity.
Well, that's nice, but you didn't have continuity and long-term goals.
That's
you
correct,
wanted to
100%.
Be the man. What?
That is correct, 100%.
But you sent him an amends letter, and he responded immediately. But he said,
right,
I want to take time. I'm hearing you as being a horny woman that wants to have sex. Am I right?
I was horny. He was getting me very horny.
He's not getting anybody horny. You got you horny.
He definitely got me horny, Pat. He got me
extremely
excited.
Do you want to get laid or paid in a relationship?
I guess paid.
All right. It doesn't sound like that's what you want. You want to get laid by a man, right? Who wants
no,
to
I
want to
be in love. Well, I want to have someone make love to me who's in love with me.
Then you have to know what you're in love with, and you don't know yourself or him. He sounds like
okay.
a man who's thinking before he just has casual sex. I like that. That's the beginning of building. Are you
okay.
willing to let him build a relationship with you?
Yes. I think I got really triggered when he was getting, we'd get very hot and heavy, and then he'd go, I think you should go home now, and I think you should leave.
I want you to know he was virtuous. He didn't want to have casual sex.
Right, and my problem was I took it personally, and I shouldn't have.
You took it like a man normally would, and he acted like the way a woman is acting.
Right,
but the
yeah.
truth of the
I'm
matter is, he's, I know that, sir. You're used to being masculine.
Mm-hmm.
How about you try a run of feminine and let him be the masculine?
Okay. Should
All
I
right?
date other people or not?
You date other people till you have a committed relationship. That doesn't mean
Do I tell
sex.
Him?
It means he says, what?
Do I tell him I'm dating other people?
No.
Okay.
He asks you if you're dating other people, and you say, of course, I'm not in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. I'm not engaged. Do you want me
That's
to stop
what confused
dating
me.
Other
Was
people?
He... Okay. I think I got pissed off because he kept calling himself my boyfriend. And we did have sex. And he even said he loved me, but then he would continue to say he was ambivalent.
Well, he was ambivalent about getting engaged and married.
Right, and I told him not to put the cart before the horse.
But I want you to understand,
I guess that was a mistake.
You sound extremely masculine.
That's good to know.
And the only
so I need
men
to put
that
aside.
Would fit your... The only men that want a masculine woman are feminine, and I have no problem. 18% of the new families are set up where the man is the homemaker and the woman is the breadwinner.
Right.
Do you want to be
How
respected
I...
or cherished first?
Cherished.
It took a little while to say that, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to be cherished, be with the man that decides what he wants, when he wants it, and lets you know and gives you a choice.
Do you think I'm capable of being more feminine, or I'm better off being with a feminine man and just leaning into my masculinity?
Don't you dare ask another human being that question. You tell me, do you want to get laid or do you want to get paid in a serious mating or marriage?
When you say paid, what do you mean?
That means that he's in charge of where you live and he's in charge of being the head of the financial directions of the family. And you are the homemaker who is there to see that the husband and or the kids are having a good family. Do you want to, what did your mom and dad have? Who is the man there?
Egalitarian. I think my mom.
You mean they were both men?
One.
They were both
yeah.
men.
Yeah.
And that's where you got to see people fighting for power.
Exactly. I definitely do not
well,
want to be the
Well, that's what you're
masculine
doing here.
One.
Do you want to be a man or a woman?
A woman.
Well, then act like it. I call it, he's the pilot of the plane and you're the co-pilot. You're not the flight attendant.
Okay.
but he's the boss. That's what you just wrote. And you just wrote a note to him apologizing for being pushy and agree, you know, and masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't want to be masculine, don't act masculine.
So don't direct or suggest things. Just
without permission.
Respect.
The tools.
Without
you know
permission.
The tools?
Right.
Ask
if it's a good time.
My doctoral. What?
Ask if it's a good time to talk to him.
Yes.
And then let him know that he had every right to say or do X, Y, or Z. And
but
then
you
tell
were
him
uncomfortable.
How I feel. Yeah.
And then you
ask him what he thinks about that.
Yeah, and you ask him
what he
thinks about what you're needing to be comfortable.
Right.
You're going
and
to
ask
negotiate.
Him when a good time is.
You're going to ask him when it would be convenient for him to listen. And what he thinks of what you're saying. Raise your right hand, please.
Okay.
I promise. On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the men I love.
To respect the men I love.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
Even when I think I'm
and
smarter.
And can do it better.
And can do it better.
Furthermore,
I promise
not to speak in a masculine, controlling, competitive way.
Not to speak in a masculine, competitive, controlling way.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor. Or a lawyer. So help me God. Does that tell you what feminine sounds like?
Yes. I can see where I've gone astray.
You've gone narcissistic. You want respect and cherishing.
Yep. Guilty.
You can do that as long as you don't have any kids. And you're not in a relationship. You can be healthy and narcissistic if you're single. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Pat.
Good.
I want to remind everybody that Dr. Allen is available to speak to your group. You can contact Sue Wagner regarding booking Pat and hiring her to come and speak for your event, have a group with you. And Dr. Allen does phone appointments, which are fantastic, starting at 15 minutes and going up from there. So info@drpatallen.com. Furthermore, I want to remind everybody that July will be the last month Dr. Allen will have her shows live in Orange County and Los Angeles. For more information about that, you're going to go to www.drpatallen.com and make sure you sign up for the newsletter in case you would like to hear about possible pop-up events. And you can find our exclusive items at www.wantistore.com. In the meantime, I have another caller on the line. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hello. Yes, I do. Thank you.
Hello.
Okay, so kind of an update/question. I have called multiple times. I'm in Montana. I have a fellow who was previously working in Antarctica, I don't know if you remember, but basically what happened was, just to go over it, we dated briefly, had premature monogamy and intercourse. Then He left to work in Antarctica for 6 months. I heard from him recently, and then he dropped off, and I reached out with a ritual stroke saying Merry Christmas. Then he responded, and then we started the 8 weeks again. And then he came back to, well, he didn't come back to my area. He went back to his former country, which is the Philippines, and is living there now. And he did reach out to me right at the 8 week mark and said hello. And then we had a conversation, and I had told him I had made a mistake by having intercourse and that I wouldn't be doing that in the future with anyone. But I never got a chance to write hi by letter. And he's been, so I did another 7 weeks, and then he reached out to me yet again with just the friendly message. And then we ended up talking about that just through Messenger. We haven't actually talked on the phone or seen each other this whole time. And it's been now about 8 to 10, it's almost been 10 months now. And we've just kind of been going on this back and forth thing. And I still feel emotionally charged by it because I am, I believe, bonded to him because of that intercourse.
But I understand.
I know
that.
It takes. Yes. I know it
so
takes.
So when are you
going
to write the hi bye letter?
Well, I'm wondering because I've been starting this, the 8 weeks over and over. And every time we get to the 7 or 8 week mark, he reaches out. So do I just keep waiting and keep, because I'm afraid he's going to reach out again and I won't be able to write the hi bye letter again.
So are you going to write the hi bye letter?
I have written it. I just haven't had a chance to send it because
he does
reach out.
Okay, how long has it been since he contacted you?
Since the last contact, it's been about 3 weeks or maybe a month now.
1 month?
Yeah.
So you've got another month to wait because we want him to fully ruminate. Ruminating is, do I want or do I not? Do I want or do I not? It's back and forth and back and forth. And people need to ruminate major decisions. So when you take charge of them, you're getting them in the middle of their decision-making stride, and it doesn't work because they haven't processed. So would you be willing to wait for another 4 weeks before you send the hi-bye letter?
Sure. I mean, I've waited a long time as it is, so I don't really care. In fact, I'm starting to lose some
you don't
of my...
really care? Why have you not sent the hi-bye letter before?
Before was because he would always reach out to me before it got to 8 weeks.
I got it.
Yeah.
But did you write in the hi-bye letter, it's painful to receive calls and connections to you, but never anything actively pursuing a relationship?
I didn't write that in there, but I could write it in there.
Why
I
don't
like
you write it in? Because what he's doing is he's keeping you interested. He doesn't even know what he's doing in the scientific system. But what he's doing is keeping you chemically bonded to him by calling before you, you know, realize he's really not there for you.
Right.
Okay. So how about we write it and send it?
Even though it hasn't been 8 weeks again, but just send
no,
it
even though
way.
It hasn't, but you're burning out.
I feel like I'm burning out. I either want to just forget about him and block him or
well,
or
why don't you send them the hi-bye letter, because the risk of burning out is far worse than the risk of a premature hi-bye letter.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if the relationship has much potential at this point anyway.
But
I feel like
that.
I want
to
do that for myself.
We have to get his opinion.
Absolutely.
This is a way for you. What?
Oh, I said absolutely.
Feel free to call Sue and make an appointment, because we can do something in 15 minutes that may stop this back and forth game.
Okay, so after I write the hi-bye letter, I should, or to review the hi-bye letter?
Make an appointment with Sue to read it to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would love to do that.
All right.
That would be very helpful.
Okay, good.
Perfect.
Great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I will make that high vinyl and I'll make you a
call.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Awesome. Bye. Let us know what happens. That's another thing we were talking about, Dr. Allen's telephone appointments. And while people have been asking, discussing, and wondering what's going on and if Dr. Allen is not going to be doing her work anymore, and that's not the case in the least bit. We're just simply giving up brick and mortar, and we're going for advanced technology. And we're really excited about it. And Dr. Allen's really excited about it. It's going to give her time and free up to be able to talk with more of you on a greater basis. So we've got one more caller, and we're going to take their question. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pei. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for all that you do. I wanted to ask a question.
I'm having fun.
That's great.
It's fun watching people grow up.
And that's what I feel like I'm doing. What you're teaching for some months now, and I'm running into the same question with different guys. And they keep asking me to call them back. Like, for instance,
I know it. Isn't that the truth? They want you, so you be them, and I'll be the new you, and you can listen to this, you know, after we get off the air. So what do they say to you? And I'll show you some answers.
Okay, hi, you sound like you are, you know, about to leave out soon, so call me back later.
But that's a direct request. That's nothing wrong. When they say, call me back later, what time is what you say? When do you want me to call? Between 7 and 8?
Okay.
If you're married to a businessman and he has to have back surgery, and he says, I want you to go to the office and monitor our business, is the woman being masculine or feminine?
Feminine?
Yes, because her man asked her to do it.
Oh, I've messed up a couple of times with that, but okay.
We're going to change that. If a man asks you to call, you say, what day and between what hours do you want me to call you? And how often in a week? You get the details, because by asking and responding to them, you're being obedient. You're being passive. He's the one that's asking for it, patient and vulnerable to his leadership. He's the pilot of your plane, and you're the co-pilot.
Okay, so a really cute
you're
guy.
Not the, what?
I'm sorry, I was going to tell you what had happened. What happened was a really cute guy, he stopped in the middle of the street. He saw me. He pulled the car to the side and he asked my number. We talked for a couple of days, but then he asked, why don't you call me? And I said, I feel better when you call.
Okay. And you say, I don't call you because I want to be a girl. And my goal is to be a girlfriend with a boyfriend, and being friends only is not romantic enough for me.
Okay.
You see, men that don't want responsibility, when a man takes responsibility in a relationship, he's taking responsibility. And then when you connect and you make an agreement, it switches to he calls you once, twice, and then you call him. It becomes an equitable exchange. But if he wants you to pursue him, you're being asked to be the mother, the man, and he gets to be a little boy. So what you say to him is, You have a right to want me to court you, but I don't want to do that until we're a couple and committed to each other. Then I promise you, I will reach out to you spontaneously on a 2-to-1 ratio. You do two things and I'll do one back. You see?
Okay. So in the beginning, So in the beginning, let him do the pursuing until we're committed.
Yeah, right. Until you're in a committed relationship, the way men usually start a committed relationship is, I noticed you're on the website for dating. I've stopped doing it. I want you to stop doing it and be my girlfriend.
Okay.
Men generally ask you to stop dating other men. And if you're interested, you say yes. But that doesn't necessarily mean you have intercourse, because you've got to talk about what?
I wanted to tell you, too, your techniques have been working so good. I've been asking to be several men's girlfriends on the second or third date. So
yes.
It's a world of a difference from...
All what you say is, I'd love to be your girlfriend, but that doesn't include intercourse until I know we're compatible. Just because you agree to be a girlfriend does not mean you have intercourse.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Wait, last one. So I can be several men's girlfriends or just one man's girlfriend?
No, one man. One man.
Oh, okay.
Not several, no.
Okay. Okay, because several have asked. Okay, I got it. One man's girlfriend.
You know the answer to that one? I appreciate that you want me to be your girlfriend, but I'm dating a couple of other people, and I want to take the time to be, and I hope you want to do the same thing.
Okay.
Which
means
he's
so
dating
much.
Other women.
Got it.
What?
Okay. I said, I got it. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good luck, caller. Well, Dr. Allen, we are close to the end of our time. And
I understand
so
that.
What was the theme of our show tonight, Dr. Allen?
What was the theme of the show tonight? What show tonight?
Our show we just did. What was our theme? It was all over the place. Sometimes we get a vein going, you know, like a theme for the show. But we had
okay. Well, I didn't think in those terms. It sounded like we were doing and training, basically, how to act like a lady with a man that may not be a man yet, but needs to be with a lady, so that he can learn how to deal with a woman on a virtuous level. Men who are gentlemen don't marry women for sexuality, but it's the way their eyes pick a woman.
Right.
Men take on responsibility and want to build something, but women have got to be honest about, thank you for your romantic interest in me, but I don't know you well enough at this time. And so I need to date you and relate to you affectionately to see if we're compatible. We need chemistry, compatibility, physically, mentally, and emotionally, and long-term viability. We're both wanting to mate, which is not legal marriage, but it's monogamous, continuous, and long-term.
Mm-hmm.
And marriage, which is much serious for a family, especially with kids, for monogamy, continuity, and longevity. So what I'm teaching, my book is called Getting to I Do. And these theories are in there. and I based them on science. So if you're interested in getting to I Do in a virtuous way, read my book.
No doubt. And it's an awesome book. And it's been out for years and it's still selling
25 years on the
shelf. Still selling like nobody's business. Okay, that's it, Dr. Allen. We're all done for tonight, but we're going to be back next week. Remember, everyone, www.drpatallen.com is the website. Sign up for that newsletter. You never know when we're going to get pop-up events going on. And find out when our last two live shows in Los Angeles and Orange County are going to be. You can find that on the website, too. Until then, if you'd like to book Dr. Allen for your event, you can hire her to speak, and you can reach Sue at info@drpatallen.com. Until next time, we love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.